When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to the All by the Popcorn podcast. I'm Alessandra.
And I'm Emily.
And today we have a toppings for everybody where we just discuss what we've been up to for the past 2 weeks. So, Emily, what have you been watching?
Okay, I mean, a lot of stuff has been happening. I'm sure everyone has seen on the news that California got drowned.
Yeah.
In rain. We had like 48 plus hours of nonstop rain.
Very uncommon.
Very, very much uncommon. Apparently during the storm, we got, I can't remember the statistic I read, but it was like 6 months worth of rain.
Oh my
or
God.
Something.
Yeah.
That's like, crazy. It was absolutely insane. I was like, we were fine. We didn't have to deal with a bunch of mudslides and, you know, a lot of other stuff that people had to deal with, having to evacuate. My house did get a small leak that I will need to get looked at. But all in all, it was very, it was okay. We were okay. Just stressful, very stressful. On top of that, I had a very emotional couple of weeks, just because a lot of stuff was happening. It was the rain, and mm-hmm. Crescent City 3 released, yep. and I was hyper fixating on a show that started on Amazon Prime. It is called Has Been Hotel, and it is an adult animated show about demons in hell. And it's a musical, so I have been pretty nonstop listening to the soundtrack. I was hyperfixating on one song specifically, but then as I was listening to some of the other songs, I was like, okay, these other songs are actually really good. And so I started listening to the full soundtrack. I think yesterday was the first day that I didn't listen to a single one of the songs. So I have been hyperfixating on this show for definitely over a week and a half.
I have yet to watch it, so I'll probably really enjoy it when I do watch it, because you're, like, totally obsessed with it.
I don't even know what happened. Like, so this creator, her name is Vivian, she has two shows. So she has Been Hotel on Amazon Prime, which A24 works on, which is crazy.
Are you serious? And, you
know, I am serious. A24 and Amazon Prime.
Oh, my God. And they've only done one other show or two other shows, like, including that show The Curse that's just come out.
Oh, A24?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, okay. Okay. Yeah. Her other show, Hell of a Boss, is on YouTube, and there's two seasons of that. And I really like that show, too. But Has Been Hotel is definitely a lot more produced. The songs are a bit, like, cleaner and more, like, show-tuney.
Yeah.
And they're very good. Very good songs. Very good writing. Very great characters. I'm very excited for them to continue the show. And it just came out, like, in January. So I didn't even know that I was watching it fairly quickly, like, as soon as it released. I think when I started watching it, there was, like, one episode left that needed to be released. And I literally just saw a clip of it. I saw a clip of Hell of a Boss on Instagram, and I was like, okay, I like this art. I like the vibe. And I didn't even know that it was an adult show. I was just watching a clip of a song. And the song was just kind of like cute, and I just liked it. I was like, okay, I'll watch it. And then I watched Hell of a Boss first, and then I watched Has Been Hotel, and the rest is history. And even though I didn't listen to the soundtrack, doesn't mean the songs weren't still in my head. Like, I woke up singing the songs this morning, so they're definitely still,
yeah,
they're definitely still in my head, and I cannot get them out. But on top of hyperfixating, I've also gone to a psychiatrist, and mm-hmm. I've started anxiety medication.
Yes, this is a big, big thing for your life.
I'm hoping this will really help me out with a lot of the big changes that I have coming up and, you know, trying to keep it together with how stressful the first half of this year is probably going to be for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And is kind of already stressful for me. And we're only in February. So, I just want to be able to do the things that I want to do and not get freaked out. So, I'm starting that journey and I'm very excited.
It can be quite crippling. So I'm excited for you to have a little bit more of a grasp on things and, you know, try not to psych yourself out all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is hard. It is hard. But, you know, you're making the steps and I'm proud of you.
Yes. I feel like I'm doing everything right, even though it is all very scary. And stressful, but I know I'm doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm very excited.
That's good. That's good, dude.
And that's, yeah. That's pretty much been me hyperfixating over here. I mean, nothing else is new.
Sure. I mean, we've been reading, CC3, which we both got about 2 weeks ago, I want to say almost.
And yeah, it released, January 30th or something.
Yeah. 43% through, and according to you on the book app we use, you're 60%.
Yeah, I stay very on top of my progress bar. So yes, I am at 60%.
Yeah, you were asking me. I was on a run on Thursday. You're like, are you any farther than this? And I thought that you had like finished the book or something, and I was like, no. I mean, I am. But not much farther, you know.
And there's a specific reason why I asked you that question, but I am not going to tell you right now until later. So,
yeah,
probably until you're at 60%. That's probably sure. What I'm going to ask you.
I'll get there soon. I mean, it's a pretty fast read, to be honest. It's a tome of a book, though. Like, seriously, this thing is huge. And do you have it on your Kindle?
Yes, I got it on my Kindle because I have the first two books as Barnes & Noble paperback exclusives, and
right,
so those obviously are not out yet, and so I'm going to wait. Hopefully, they'll make one for the third book.
Yeah, but I have, like, the physical book because I got some kind of swag and stuff at my local bookstore for buying it, so I did.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to talk about that? Your little your release party?
Yeah, it was, like, a little release, like, morning, like, not really a breakfast, more just like you got free drip coffee, free bagels, and you got to like hang out at the little bookstore cafe that they have, and it's just so cute. I tried to talk to people, but they weren't really like super chatty with me because I was by myself, but everybody is very friendly because it's a bunch of mm-hmm. book ladies. So yeah, like, you know, it was cute. I just got my book. They had different stickers and tattoos and a cute bookmark that's like gold and stuff. It's really pretty. So I've been using that with the book. And I have the indie version of the book, which has like some extra, it just has an extra chapter with Bryce and Danica in it, which I'm guessing is at the end.
It'll be at the end.
I did
and
that.
If people are unaware of Sarah J. Maas, she likes to write. She's very big on her bonus chapters. They're very coveted. They are very they're very valuable, these bonus chapters. With every store that the book released in, it had a different bonus chapter. So if you were buying it from Target, if you were buying it from Walmart, if you were buying it from Amazon, mm-hmm. Every book version has a different bonus chapter at the end, which is pretty insane because I don't think she's ever done that before. She's definitely released bonus chapters like kind of later and in newer editions of books that get created.
Yeah.
She'll add bonus chapters kind of after the fact, which that happens a lot with books, with authors and stuff in the book publishing industry. But yeah, so this was pretty insane. Like the fact that she had a bonus chapter for every single version of the book coming out, that was,
yeah,
that was insane.
It's a lot. It's a lot. I mean,
for sure,
the fervor that the book publishing industry is having right now with books is like very good for them. It's good for us consumers because we get a ton of books, but it's also just like kind of in a really like an apex moment. Really, really reminds me of the insanity for Twilight, reminds me of the insanity for Harry Potter. And it's obviously not as widespread as those because this is a fantasy series that's like not as like friendly to everyone. You know, it's kind of really just for specific people who really love fantasy and romance fantasy, like, but it's like, I feel it's just making so much of a wave, in making so much money that it's like really hard to ignore that, like having book releases and stuff. And like the fact that we can just eat them up really quickly, it does make me, this is why I don't like to like buy a lot of books. And this is the first book I've bought in a really long time because like, I just like to read them on the Kindle, not have physical books. And I've been reading all the ones that you've been lending me because it's just like, there's just so much out there and there's so much like older stuff that you can thrift and everything that it can be kind of like stressful with the newer stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely been hard to find a happy medium with because I like reading physical books. I like having physical books, especially books that I know I'll read a lot over and over again. And maybe books if I want to start like annotating in them. I don't see myself doing that. We did it once. We did.
Well, now we have the app, so it's like easier for us to use Storygraph to annotate, basically, you know?
That's true. We have like our buddy reads and stuff and other things like that.
That one was so really funny to annotate in though, because like we could draw pictures.
Oh yeah, the Dragon's Bride.
Oh yeah.
By Katie Robert.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was a fun one. And a few more books from that series are coming out this year. I'm pretty excited.
Oh my god. Speaking of, I actually had a revelation yesterday that I'm pretty sure we've talked about before, but like it didn't really occur to me until like right now. I feel like we have spoken about this. The movie The Shape of Water is a monster romance.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And obviously, yes, at the time, I did not really, it didn't really click to me. It, you know, because that genre just was not in my frame of view.
Yeah. And yeah.
It won an Oscar, it won Best Picture.
Yeah.
I just, wow. Big wow.
A monster romance. The monster fucking girlies won that day.
They sure fucking did. Like,
sure
holy
did.
Shit, it makes me like that movie more, in like a tiny bit more than I already, like, I liked that movie, but don't love that movie. I kind of mildly more like that movie because of that.
just specifically because of that, yeah. I've been wanting to watch that movie again, actually. It's been so long since I've seen it. And I know you're still kind of dipping your toe in the monster romance, paranormal romance scene, but you're going to get more of it when you read Bride, Alessandra.
Oh, well, that is, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I'm very excited about that. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited. Okay.
And no, right, I'm not going to buy it. Your convert, it's so funny because you'll just text me out of the blue, which, you know, every day. You asked me the other day, you were like, are you going to get Bride? Because I was going to do this. I'm like, I'll do whatever you want, man. It's fine. I can wait to read this book. Like, I'll just borrow it from you or buy yours, whatever you want.
So I have a special edition coming. That's why I asked if you were going to buy it, because then I was going to say just buy mine, because I already have a copy.
I will just buy yours.
And because I didn't, I didn't cancel my pre-order from Barnes & Noble, and I have a special edition coming, so I don't want to have two versions of the book. I don't.
No.
I don't want to do that. That's not how totally, I roll.
Totally fine with me, man.
So that is it. Casey's actually going to read it. Casey's been reading Plated Prisoner. I think they finished the second book
last night. Oh, good. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
And they're going to take a break and read Bride, and then they're going to continue Plated Prisoner. So they're that getting through...
Yeah.
I'll have to ask them today if they finished, because they were really close. I'm pretty sure they finished it. I think they didn't have very many pages left when I went to bed. So I think they definitely... So that's very exciting for them. Very exciting in the book world right now. So much is happening.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy with it. I am reading, you know, this year, I've read quite a few books. I read three, you know, as I said, for my honeymoon, so... but it's hard for me to plan ahead because I kind of just want to go by feeling. So let's take a break and I can talk about what I've been up to. Been doing a lot of stuff.
All right.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary. Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay, we are back. So last weekend I went to New York City for like 3 days. Well, 2 days. Really quick trip. Took the bus there, which is the cheapest option, but also the most uncomfortable.
Yeah. How long did you sit on a bus for?
It's like a 5-hour bus ride.
Okay.
It's, you know, it's long.
Any stops or just like continuous?
On the way there, we had stops. On the way back, we did not. But I'm convinced it's what gave my husband and I this cold that we have, because he got it and then I got it from him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these people on the bus were like coughing, you know, and you're just like in a confined space and you can't leave it.
Yeah.
Breathing for 5 hours. Air. Yeah. With strangers. And then, the way there, it was okay, but we picked up somebody at like the last stop that was sitting behind us, snoring very loudly. They also smelled really bad of cigarettes. You know how sometimes people who just smoke a lot of cigarettes, it's in their breath, it's on their clothes, it's everywhere. It's just like you can't.
Yeah.
Even if they're not smoking, they smell like they're smoking, right?
Yeah.
So that was really annoying, but at least it was only for like an hour. And the way the bus was going, was it kind of like missed a turn, because we're supposed to go on the Washington Bridge and it went down at Manhattan pretty much like almost to the bottom, and then like had to turn around and go up the whole of Manhattan and then go across the Washington Bridge, which is all the way up at the top, basically. Well, not the top, but all the way up there. And it has to cross over to Jersey and then go into the Holland Tunnel and go into Port Authority, which is in Midtown. So, like, we were basically already down there if we just, you know, crossed over Manhattan, which obviously there's a lot of traffic and stuff. But still, it's like, why did you go all the way down and then all the way up and around? It was hilarious. Like, it's just like, and I'm seeing the big skyscrapers in the distance behind us, like going away from us. And I'm like, this is, what is going on?
It had to look at to see if anyone was there or something.
No, it just, I think they just accidentally went on the wrong, like highway and missed the turn to get onto the George Washington Highway. Yeah. So that makes sense, but it's just like, maybe go the other, like, I don't know. There's multiple routes that these buses go, and it could have gone into a different route, and it decided not to. But whatever, we got there. We eventually got there, and like, our hotel was right near Grand Central, so it was really easy to get to and from there. Like, we didn't even leave that area the entire 2 days we were there. We stayed at the hotel. We helped my brother paint his apartment. He's just got a new apartment with his girlfriend.
Oh, fun.
And they celebrated their 5-year anniversary.
Oh.
So it was really cute, and we helped them go get paint. Danny is like super knowledgeable about this stuff. So like, it was great because, you know, Paula doesn't know anything about that. So we went to Home Depot and bought them some supplies and everything. And then we went back to their little tiny apartment and painted it. It was great. We really had a nice time.
That sounds nice.
Yeah.
So that was purely the trip, was to hang out with your brother and help him get his apartment ready.
Yes. It was.
Oh, that's nice.
It was nice to do that because I didn't know when I was going to see him next. I'm not going to see him on my trip to California next month. Mm. So I was like, oh, I don't know when I'm going to see him. So I was excited that we got to do that. And even though it was like a round trip that's kind of annoying to take the bus, it was totally worth it because like it wasn't that expensive to get there or stay there because it's off season. Like we stayed in a really nice hotel that, you know, at the peak of summer is probably like so freaking expensive, you know, like, and it's winter. So it's, they're just like holding on to as much as they can because no one wants to visit in wintertime if it's not Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so anyways, that was fun. And then this week we didn't do too much because Danny was sick. And then, you know, we do our like running every week, and I had already felt this sickness coming on. And I was like, oh, I can, it's like my throat got a little bit sore. And I was like, oh, it's coming. It's just a cold, though. It's not a fever. It's not like, you know, it's nothing like COVID when I had COVID last year. That was bad.
Yeah. Well, that's good. So hopefully it'll pass quickly.
Yeah. It'll pass. And then so today I remembered I got up in the morning and I was like, you know, I think that there's this boutique near me that they sent me an email. They were having a warehouse sale today, which it's a very tiny boutique, but it's very cute. And I've gotten some stuff there. I'm sorry, I have to sneeze. Okay, wait. Okay. I had gotten some stuff there before. It was really cute. And I was like, you know, I'm just going to go pop in line. So I got on my clothes on super quickly, went down there. There was already like 15 people in line ahead of me waiting to get into the shop.
Okay.
I get in there. It's like a bloodbath. Like there's things everywhere. I mean, I ended up with 3 items, which I'm really happy about because I could get things in a size large. And this is the kind of store where everything in a size small goes out quickly and the size larges sit there. So I got to grab some size large like dresses and a cute leather coat, like a leather blazer.
Ooh, okay.
And all of these things like originally are like totaled to be like $350, and I got them for $100. So
okay.
I was like, this is pretty good, you know, like all these things.
A fancy boutique.
It's a kind of a fancy boutique. Yeah, they have to make their money, you know. It's not a cheap place to have rent. So
yeah.
Also this week I've been knitting.
Oh yeah. How's that going?
Consuming my life. Oh my god. I woke up one day and I was like, oh, you know what I'm going to do today is start knitting. I'm going to do this. So then I got some like super cheap yarn, cheap needles, and I've just been I've just been going hard on this thing. I'm making a vest with the sheeps on it, like Princess Diana's sweater. Or one of them is like a black sheep.
Mm. I don't know. Oh, so like within the white sheep, there's one black sheep?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's on the front of the sweater. So I'm working on the back right now. I have never made anything before knitting. So I'm learning as I'm going.
Yes, that's the best way to learn. And I'm sure that's quite the project to start with, just like I did with my crochet. This is definitely, my cardigan is definitely not a beginner's thing to do. And I haven't worked on that in a while. It's been a minute. And I'm almost done. Like, I'm seriously so close to finishing this thing. I just have not had the motivation to work on it.
Yeah. I've been like obsessed with this. So it's taking me forever. Like, I'm using a yarn that's kind of small. So, like, every single row has a lot of yarn in it. And there's, like, 150 rows. So it's really, really wide. I definitely made it too wide, but I wouldn't have known this because I've never done this before. So this thing is going to be so oversized.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's okay. It's my first time. I'm enjoying doing it. I'm making a lot of mistakes. Just yesterday, I made another row of sheeps, and one of the sheeps is a very long sheep, and one of the sheeps only has 2 out of 4 legs. So, you know, it's okay. It's they're going to be special sheeps.
Going to have some special sheeps on this thing. It's going to be real charming when it's done, Alessandra.
I hope you're so proud of yourself
when it's done. All those little mistakes you're not even going to notice. You're like, I made this thing with my 2 hands.
I know. And you know what? It took me a month.
It's perfect.
Yeah, I saw some sweaters at the store today and I was like, should I get these? And I was like, no.
I can make a
sweater. It'll just take me 3 times the amount in yarn and,
three times. So much time, 3 times the amount of money.
Yeah.
To buy all the yarn that you need for this damn project.
This one, though, yarn is so cheap. Like, I'm seriously using, like, the cheapest yarn. So it's really not that much money to start. So that's good. But it's, like, it's so easy. I mean, these things are so expensive. These really, really nice wool skeins and stuff like that. Like, I want to make things that I can't buy. Like, this one sweater is really hard to find. There's like a really expensive one online. It's like £300 or something. And it's like, I'm not gonna like buy that. Like, that's ridiculous. I'll just try to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's so expensive.
You could definitely make that with in less than £300 as well. Like, that's definitely...
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It'll take you a bit, but you definitely don't have to spend that amount of money.
No. I think if this really goes well, I'll maybe make like another one. You know, but we'll see. Like, I really do like knitting. I've done it before, but I really hadn't like had anything in mind, and so I just was like suddenly struck and I was like, I gotta do this now. You know, add it to the list of the stuff that I do.
just add it to the list of hobbies.
Yeah, it's like obsessive. The list of
crafting skills.
Yeah.
there's so many things that you love to do, and it's hard to find time for everything.
I mean, I have to be doing something with my hands. It drives me crazy just to be sitting here. Like, I work a lot, but then I also don't. So, like, when I get things done, I have to wait for people to approve stuff. I'm like, I should do my taxes, or I should just watch an episode of The Crown and knit. Like, what would you rather do?
Probably watch The Crown and knit.
Exactly.
No one wants to think about their taxes yet.
I mean, I gotta do them. Like, I gotta do my expenses. So it's like,
yeah,
I have to, you know what I have to do is set, I have to set myself to do things. And once I get, once I do just the minutest amount of those things, I get a reward. And that reward is watching an episode of The Crown and knitting.
Yes, that's basically, it's basically what I've had to do. I've had to like break things up with like, okay, yeah. I'll work on some boring stuff for a little bit, and then I'll go play some video games, or I'll, yeah. you know, or I'll stop and go watch a show or something. Yeah, definitely have to reward yourself with things.
yeah.
I think I sent like a post about that on Instagram to Casey or someone. It was
a little treat. Like I deserve a little treat.
Yeah, people out there, you know, acting like adults and getting shit done, and I'm over here, like, rewarding myself with treats, even if I do the most minute thing.
It's like, oh, you had a bad day, you get a treat. You had a good day, you get a treat. Like, it's all the time. Like, little treats, like, all the fucking time. My little treats are a lot of things. One day I'm gonna get more of those sour Bilar that I'm absolutely obsessed with. I'm going to buy 10 of them on Amazon.
So there's a Swedish candy store in LA.
Okay.
And I think, and I was looking at their online shop, and they have the skulls that you were showing me.
Oh yeah, dude, those are good.
They have Bilar.
Yeah.
They have a lot of salt candy. It's
salt?
Yes. Remember when Casey was talking about the Bilar that were salt? I think I saw them too. They had bags of the salt Bilar. They have candy that is salty.
I saw the Bilar online that are like grilled. They're like grill Bilar. Like
grill.
Yeah, like there's a picture. I was going to send them to you. They have like a little grill on them. And like, they're like, you know, like a barbecue grill.
Yeah. Like their shape is a grill?
No, they're like flavor is taste. Barbecue. It's not even barbecue. It's grill. Like, it's not even, I swear to God, I'll find it.
You're going to have to just send this to me. That is insane. Grill
flavored Bilar. I'm serious. It's the grilled version. They're called grill Bilar. Yes, this is what they're called. I'm sending you a picture.
What?
It says carbecue on it. You know, because they're cars.
The cars are grilled?
They're grilled, yes. And they're like, their edges, the little foamy cars have like little, like, it's in the picture. It's on a little grill. Like, it's like on a little stick, like you would put a marshmallow on. Like, like a.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it tastes like. I
have no idea what this
even means. I can't imagine that those would taste good. Like, so the regular, so I thought that the regular Bilar were the ones that I really liked. Turns out they're not that good. Like, really don't taste that good. But the fucking sour Bilar, I mean, literally it's my favorite candy in the world right now. Like, I could probably eat like a million of these. They are so freaking delicious. And I had one back.
Yeah, dude. I feel like I underestimated the power of sour for the longest time. Their sour shit is delicious. Oh, and I see you sent me the picture of your dresses that you got, or your dress and then your blazer.
Just skirt and a blazer, yeah. That's what I got.
Ooh, these look nice.
Yeah. They're like satin. Silk. Yeah. Silky.
They look really nice.
They do need to be adjusted to me. Though, especially the dress does not really fit me that well, so that's going to have to be changed. The only reason I got it was because it was super cheap, and it has such a cute print on it, and I was like, yeah, this is such nice fabric. I gotta use this for something. So.
These grill Bilar are hilarious. I don't really like smoky flavor in
that's
things.
Probably that's, what it is.
And
yeah,
if that's what they taste like, I'm probably not gonna like those.
No,
but that's also just weird.
It's so it's weird. Weird. It's so weird. I mean,
that's insane.
Yeah,
But if we have a chance to go to this, like maybe when you come out to visit, we could try and go to the
Where
Swedish
is
shop.
It?
It's, I think it's over by the La Brea Tar Pits.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's over there.
Yeah.
It's over in that little area. So we might need to try and.
Oh man.
If Casey and I don't go there first, don't go there just sooner.
If you do, like, you have to buy stuff for me.
Of course, I will buy you stuff. That is absolutely on the list.
I love it.
But yeah, we're actually going to go to a Valentine's market today, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Oh yes, take some pictures.
Yeah, I just needed to. I need to get out of the house this weekend. Yeah. I'm feeling a little shut in. So. So I'm excited to leave the house after the torrential downpour, the atmospheric river, as I've heard.
Yeah. Oh,
gosh. Okay. I think that's it. That's it for the toppings.
That's it.
If you are remotely interested in Hazbin Hotel, please watch it. I need someone to obsess about it with. We're actually gonna rewatch it. I'm gonna rewatch it, and Casey's gonna watch it for the first time, and I'm actually so excited to rewatch it. I've already rewatched Hell of a Boss. But we're gonna watch Hazbin Hotel again. So if you enjoy it, please let me know. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and IMDb. We are also on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Acast. If you want to email us, email me about Hazbin Hotel. email us at allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow our social media. We have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Just search All By The Popcorn or All By The Popcorn Podcast. And we have merch, so please check that out. But thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.